From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. World Health Assembly unanimously adopts resolution on COVID-19 drugs vaccine access. Ahead of Lebaran, homecoming and conducting congregative worship remain prohibited. Now the news in detail. The 73rd World Health Assembly, WHA, has unanimously voted to adopt the resolution on improving access to test kits for the COVID-19 lung disease, as well as future vaccines and treatments, Kevin Bain, the WHA president and the Bahamas ambassador to Geneva, announced on Tuesday. The resolution put forward by the European Union also aims to launch a review of the experience and response to the COVID-19 pandemic, including the mechanisms at WHO's disposal, its actions and its contribution to the UN efforts. The evaluation will be followed by recommendations to improve global pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response capacity, including through strengthening, as appropriate, WHO's Health Emergencies Program. The International Committee of the Red Cross ICRC aims to raise $256 million to support the COVID-19 response in conflict zones across the world, but fears that much more funds will be needed to deal with the ramifications of the pandemic-induced crisis, the public relations advisor for the ICRC Asia-Pacific, Pavel Kersik, told Sputnik. Pavel Kersik said that the ICRC is appealing for 250 million Swiss francs or $256 million to respond in places of conflict and violence, to support medical facilities and places of detention, curb the spread among the ensure medical access for displaced people and detainees, and to support National Red Cross and Red Crescent National Societies in their response. According to the official, the appeal has been positively received by governments, and many of them have approached the Red Cross or Red Crescent to offer support. Japan may lift its state of emergency in more regions this week as new coronavirus infections drop, the Asahi newspaper said on Tuesday, moving to resume strongly needed activity in the world's third largest economy, battered by containment measures. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe freed 39 of Japan's 47 prefectures last week from a blanket state of emergency, while urging people to adopt a new lifestyle of social distancing and guard against a possible spike. This week, the government could drop the western prefectures of Osaka, Kyoto, and Hyogo from the list of 8 remaining ones while maintaining curbs on Hokkaido, Tokyo, and those around them, the paper said, citing an anonymous government source. Like other world leaders, Abe faces pressure to balance protection of public health with avoiding the collapse of the economy, which is facing its worst post-war slump. First quarter data on Monday showed Japan slipped into recession for the first time in 4.5 years as the virus ravages businesses and consumers. French citizens and residents traveling home from outside the European Union will be asked to observe a 2-week voluntary quarantine, France's foreign minister said Tuesday. The measure will not affect on European Union foreign visitors as the bloc's exterior borders remain closed in a bid to contain the coronavirus epidemic. Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian told the LCI broadcaster this will apply only to those returning from beyond the European Union. There has been no quarantine for citizens or residents returning to France until now. According to Minister Le Drian, the new measure will rely on individual responsibility. Returning travelers can choose whether to observe the autonomous lockdown at home or another venue. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed appreciation on Indonesian Ulama Council Nahdlatul Ulama, Muhammadiyah, and also Islamic organizations which have supported and assisted the government in preventing and controlling COVID-19 epidemic. During a meeting held to discuss preparations for Idul Fitri 1441 Hijriah at Merdeka Palace in Jakarta, the president appreciated the existence of fatwa and appeal which is delivered to Muslims throughout Indonesia related to worship during COVID-19 pandemic, including supporting the government's decision to prohibit homecoming. Related to the implementation of Idul Fitri prayer, President Joko Widodo emphasized that the government pay attention on the implementation of the worship. The president hopes the implementation of the Eid prayer can be held in accordance with health protocol to suppress the spread of COVID-19.
Dalam penerapan protokol kesehatan maupun aturan-aturan PSBB, saya minta betul-betul dijelaskan, diberikan pemahaman, disosialisasikan.
In applying the health protocol and the large-scale social restrictions, PSBB rules, I really ask to be given an understanding that the government does not forbid worship. Rather, the government, through the Ministry of Religious Affairs, encourages every religious community to increase the quantity and quality of their worship. We only call for its implementation to be carried out in accordance with the health protocol.
Yang bisa dilakukan bersama-sama ini saya kira sudah juga sering kita sampaikan.
Meanwhile, Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, said that until now the government does not revoke homecoming prohibition yet. The minister also said that the government will keep tightened surveillance toward vehicles to anticipate people who insist to homecoming in midst COVID-19 pandemic.
Larangan mudik tetap berlaku sampai saat ini dan
homecoming prohibition still applies until today and will not be lifted until the time specified. Therefore, the enforcement of this regulation must be escorted by the National Police, the TNI, the local government, and other security officers. Inspections and exits or entrances should be carried out strictly and in the middle of the night. Related to the religious activities, Minister Mahfud MD hopes the rules of the large-scale social restrictions PSBB to break the chain of COVID-19 pandemic can be obeyed by people. He also invited all religious community organizations to ensure people that the crowd during the worship is a part that is prohibited by regulations. According to him, this is part of an effort to avoid the larger spread of COVID-19. Minister of Religious Affairs Fahrul Razi has asked people to heed the government's appeal to not return to their hometowns and to spend Eid al-Fitri at home to minimize the risk of COVID-19 spread. The ministry had issued an appeal on May 12, 2020 with regard to the celebration of Eid al-Fitri for the year 1441 Hijriah of the Islamic calendar. The minister said on Tuesday in Jakarta, after attending a virtual meeting on the preparations for this year's Eid al-Fitri, that he believes that, at the moment, it would not be possible to relax restrictions on social and religious activities, as it is feared that could lead to a surge in coronavirus cases. Therefore, the minister appealed to citizens to comply with government regulations on preventing COVID-19 spread by refraining from organizing religious activities involving large congregations, including the Eid prayers. The last item, Pakistan Embassy in Jakarta facilitated the repatriation of stranded Pakistanis due to flight cancellations amid the COVID-19 pandemic outbreak. A special Pakistan International Airlines flight carrying 237 stranded Pakistanis left Jakarta for Islamabad, Pakistan, Tuesday morning, May 19. Pakistan Ambassador to Indonesia Abdul Salik Khan and a team of officers and staff from the embassy were at the airport to bid farewell to the Pakistan nationals who appreciated the effort of the mission in facilitating their stay as well as arranging the special flight enabling them to celebrate Eid al-Fitri with their loved ones. Press release from the Pakistan Embassy received by Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta Tuesday said, with a concerted effort of the embassy, both Indonesian and Pakistan Ministry of Foreign Affairs and seamless coordination with the PIA authorities, almost all stranded Pakistanis have been able to return to Pakistan safe and sound. Before the Pakistani nationals, the ambassador appreciated their patience throughout this pandemic and remind them to follow all the health precautions. I appreciated your patience throughout this pandemic. This is the duty of the embassy to take care of all Pakistanis, and due to these efforts, almost all standard Pakistanis have been repatriated to Pakistan from Indonesia. These efforts will continue. Please follow all the precautions, just wearing masks, using hand sanitizers, and observing social distancing during these difficult times. This was the second flight of repatriation of Pakistani nationals from Indonesia during the past 5 weeks. Earlier, on April 18, 2020, 221 Pakistanis had returned to Pakistan from Indonesia. Around 450 Pakistanis were stranded in different parts of Indonesia due to flight cancellations amid the COVID-19 pandemic outbreak. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitled Learning from Others to Combat COVID-19. Anticipation of the COVID-19 pandemic in various countries is different based on the condition that exists in each country. When 7 European and South Asian countries loosen lockdown rules or large-scale restriction, several other countries adopted different policies. Italy, Spain, Denmark, France, and Belgium are among the European countries that have relaxed the lockdown rules, while Germany is still implementing them. Most businesses in Italy have been authorized by the government to operate after 2 months of closing. Outside the city of Madrid, the Spanish government allows citizens to gather up to 10 people. In Asia, India and Pakistan are among those that relax the lockdown rules. Previously, India strictly prohibited people from leaving the house. The European government has eased lockdown rules and restrictions on community movements by taking into account significant reductions in transmission rates and death due to COVID-19. In Italy, if at the end of March at least 900 people died, earlier this week within 24 hours, there were only 145 deaths. The Italian government apparently believes that business activities do not have to wait for COVID-19 to be completely over. In China, the country from which COVID-19 originated, millions of citizens have returned to the tourist sites post-lockdown. In Hanoi, Vietnam, the situation in public places, shopping centers, and community gatherings looks back to normal. What happens in countries that have begun to loosen lockdowns or even ended large-scale restriction is the result of prevention efforts. Government's regulations are implemented and followed consistently by the community. Vietnam, for example, showed very progressive results. The country bordering China from the beginning made strict arrangements knowing COVID-19 was present in the neighboring country. The results are truly impressive. Vietnam, which is leading economy in the Asian region, has begun to rebuild its economy. The strict lockdown rules and restrictions on movement along with the discipline of citizens are key to successfully overcoming COVID-19. Other countries that are still struggling to fight the pandemic with an impact on their economic life must learn from countries that have apparently succeeded in dealing with COVID-19. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Welcome back to Today in History. We start with a history on May 20, 1908. Budi Utomo Organization was established. Budi Utomo is a youth organization founded by Dr. Sutomo and Stovia students, namely Gunawan Mangunkusumo and Suraji, on May 20, 1908. This organization was initiated by Dr. Wahidin Sudirohusodo. Budi Utomo is a not political but social, economic, and cultural organization. The establishment of Budi Utomo became the beginning of a movement aimed at achieving Indonesian independence, even though at that time, the organization was originally intended only for Javanese-educated groups. May 20, the date of the establishment of Budi Utomo, is celebrated as National Awakening Day. Next turn, on May 20, 2002, East Timor became the country of Timor Leste after being officially separated from Indonesia. On August 30, 1999, in a UN-sponsored referendum, the majority of the people of East Timor voted to be independent from Indonesia. After a transitional period organized by the United Nations, East Timor was internationally recognized as a state and officially independent from Indonesia on May 20, 2002. Formerly known as the Province of East Timor, but when the country became member of the United Nations, East Timor decided to use the Portuguese name Timor Leste as its official name. We end with a history on May 20, 2010, Indonesian Kroncong Maestro Gesang passed away. Gesang, or completely Gesang Marto Hartono, is a singer and songwriter from Indonesia. Known as Indonesian Kroncong Maestro, he is famous for his song Bengawan Solo. The song is famous not only in the country, but also in Asia, especially in Japan. This song has been translated into at least 13 languages, including English, Russian, Chinese, and Japanese. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Ada cinta yang sejati, ada sayang yang abadi. Walau kau masih memikirkannya, aku masih berharap kau milikku. Sejauh ku melangkah, hatiku kamu. Sejauh aku pergi, rinduku kamu. Masihkah hatimu aku, meski ada hati yang lain? Ada cinta yang sejati, ada sayang yang abadi. Walau kau masih memikirkannya, aku masih berharap kau milikku. Andai harus terpisahkan, mungkin
listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is titled Food and Beverage Industry Ready to Fulfill Its Needs. Industry Ministry stated that F&B industry is a high-demand sector amid COVID-19 pressure. The ministry also attempt to ensure the readiness of F&B industry to face the Eid al-Fitr. That was stated by Agro-Industry Director General Abdul Rahim in Jakarta on Sunday, May 17th. Industry Ministry also coordinated with Indonesian Food and Beverage Association or GAP MMI to ensure product price stability in the market. Abdul Rahim added sales of F&B products for Eid was supported by online sales. Based on data from e-commerce enabler company Circlo, demand increase for F&B reached 143% from February until March 2020 and was predicted to keep increasing. According to Abdul Rahim, F&B online sales increase showed purchasing shift from direct transaction at stores or traditional market into digital-based because of social distancing. Industry Ministry kept encouraging the development of F&B sector to stay productive, mainly in fulfilling people's food need. Moreover, F&B previously could provide significant contribution for national economy. Industry Ministry recorded the F&B growth in 2019 reached 7.78%. This was higher compared to non-oil and gas sector, which was 4.34%, or national industry amounting to 5.02%. Besides that, in the same year, F&B industry also contributed 36.40% in GDP of non-oil and gas processing industry. About sugar price flux in the market, government had instructed refined sugar factories to produce white crystal sugar so that sugar price in consumption level can return to normal. Then, to maintain the productivity of F&B sector, Industry Ministry actively monitors raw material availability and price stability. While for raw material supply, the ministry had facilitated so that it can be absorbed by domestic F&B industry. Abdul Rahim added, government had issued second economic stimuli to maintain the real sector moving and people's purchasing power. The stimuli included fiscal stimulus, namely tax reduction, and non-fiscal stimulus such as import simplification and reduction, mainly to fulfill industrial raw material. And listener, that was my Indonesia for today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about Orchid Forest in Lembang, West Java. The Orchid Forest in Lembang, West Java is the largest orchid park in Indonesia. At this forest, there are around 157 varieties of orchid which are cultivated in 12 hectare land. The seeds of those orchids come from various countries such as Venezuela, United States of America, and Peru. Even rare orchids such as black orchid or Kolodji pandurata, kantong semar orchid or Pavopedilum glaucophyllum, and Paraphalaenopsis leikoki can be found in the orchid forest in Lembang. In addition to enjoying a lot of varieties of orchids, tourists can also enjoy the beauty of pine trees and fresh air. Cool air makes those orchids grow well in Lembang. Ecotourism, which was opened several years ago, is complementary tourism packages such as beautiful scenery with fresh air, aesthetic facilities, Instagrammable spots for taking pictures, and various kinds of sub-destinations. The 12-hectare orchid forest is determined as the largest orchid forest in Indonesia because it is managed well. To go to this orchid forest, you should use private motor vehicles. The smooth road towards the orchid forest makes motorcycles or cars pass comfortably. You can go from Lembang to Mount Tangkuban Perahu region. During the trip, you should watch the roadside until you find Orchid Forest Lembang at Cikole Gate. The orchid forest opens every day starting from 9 a.m. for weekdays and 8 a.m. for weekends until 6 p.m. of local time. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Orchid Forest in Lembang, West Java. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Hari ini hari bahagiamu, di sini ku tegarkan hatiku, memaksa setiap langkah dalam senyuman kepedihan. Detik ini akan segera berlalu, namun tidak semua kenangan itu terlalu. sisa yang tiada usai bagiku. Tiba saatnya ku akhiri semua, ku hapus harapanku selamanya. Akan ku coba terus melangkah walau serpihan perasaan hatiku masih bersama.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Visit or Bertamu. Next is a conversation about bertamu or visit. Tony and Joko at Joko's house. Joko shares bedroom for Tony and beg him to take a rest.
Tony, ini kamar kamu.
Oh, terima kasih.
Semoga kamu betah tinggal di sini.
Oh, saya pasti betah.
Amin. Silakan beristirahat ya.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice, and you can follow after me. Ini kamar kamu, which means this is your room. Senang, which means happy or glad. Semoga kamu senang tinggal di sini, which means hopefully you like to stay here. Saya pasti senang, which means I surely like it. Silakan beristirahat, which means please take a rest. To convey expectation, there are some words that can be used, such as semoga, mudah-mudahan. For examples, semoga kamu senang tinggal di sini, or mudah-mudahan kamu senang tinggal di sini, which means hopefully you like to stay here. Semoga kita bisa bertemu lagi, or mudah-mudahan kita bisa bertemu lagi, which means hope to see you again. There are some ways to answer someone's expectation, but simply you can say amin. Other examples, James, mudah-mudahan saya bisa ke Indonesia, which means hopefully I will come to Indonesia. Intan, amin, saya tunggu, which means amin, I'll wait for you. James, semoga kamu lulus, which means hopefully you will pass the exam. Intan, amin, or amen. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Tony, ini kamar kamu.
Oh, terima kasih.
Semoga kamu betah tinggal di sini.
Oh, saya pasti betah.
Amin. Silakan beristirahat ya.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Gak pulang ke
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, I would like to present you a song from Jambi entitled Gadis Rimbo Bujang. The song Gadis Rimbo Bujang was composed by Lukman Sa'i. The song is often sung by a duet because the song narrates about a young man who interested to a girl from Rimbo Bujang, Table Regency, Jambi Province. The first lyric of the song is sung by male singer who conveys his feeling to the girl, while the refrain is sung by female who tells about the girl's interest to the man. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Gadis Rimbo Bujang by Zona Irama and Yanti. Enjoy the song.
Yang kita rasakan berarti malam jadi
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.
Thank you.